A Vitocoin. I got a Vitocoin. So, what was I saying? Huh? If you seek God intensely, the word intense, it can be a scary word because it's almost like I'm saying it's war, you know. But it's not as, I don't mean it like, if you align with God, you will enjoy it. It won't be like an issue of, If you like this picture, okay. Why the hand opposite? Sorry, it's because Joshua is doing it on the spot, so that's why. But people like this picture. If you like this picture, raise your hand. If you don't like it, raise your hand. Just say your mind now. Say your mind. If you don't like it, raise your hand. Okay, Elizabeth Shola. Okay. What's your name? Huh? Comfort. Is this your first time? Wow. Who invited you? Okay, that's all. Okay, well. Can we say hi, Comfort? All right. Why is the hand looking like as if there's Hey, God. All right. So, we'll change this picture. I don't like this thing. It's too serious. Everyone think we are calling angels or something. So that's the you can take it out. You can take it out. I think it's good. It's a good this thing. We'll can make. So are we together? So everybody, Christabel, you're going to fast, Abby? Okay. So everybody must join in the fast, huh? It's very simple. If you're 14 and above, you'll break 6. If you're below 14, you'll break 2 p.m. Okay? Are we together? You're not happy. Aisha, how old are you? Aisha is 14. Wow. So you see. Last year you did meet the 6 o'clock this thing. You did. Last year was 13. Was it 13? Last year was 13 now. I don't know what happened to me. I changed it to 14 this year. Okay. So, if you're 14 and above, you break by 6 p.m. If you are 13 and below, you break by 2 p.m. Nobody should do dry fast. Okay? I get it, Jeremy. Yeah, nobody should do dry fast. Don't be surprised. I know some people do. This day, but I don't want anybody to do dry fast throughout this period. And then we'll be meeting, we'll give you materials. So it's like I told you, we'll engage you. So part of your letter is that you need to, we'll discuss that maybe next week. But you need to agree on the time that you would spend with Jesus to do the things that we say you should do. Then aside that, you will, everybody that has device, every day we'll be meeting by 12 to 12:30 to pray. Are you happy? Okay. They're happy. Oh. So meet by 12 to 12:30. Chika, how are you? Are you good? Okay. So we'll meet by 12 to 12:30 to pray. We'll fire prayer every night for the 21 days. And then please don't miss, obviously you shouldn't miss church. But then, you know, I mean I shouldn't, we should have passed that level. But don't miss service, you know, because we'll be looking into what it means and we'll be trusting the Lord to visit us. All right. Is there any other thing I want to say? So yeah, so it starts on the 13th, right? Look forward to it. Just, you see, these things, they just kill yourself before you die. So just, you know, just say, I'm dead already, you know. So, then also very importantly, you know, because, you know, the way we fast is not just, you know, there's a way you can get into the rhythm. Or maybe I no go eat, you know, I won't eat now. The main fast really is the focus, okay? So, for all of you, you're going to have to take like a social media break for those 21 days, right? So that your mind can focus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, that's the way I'm training you to fast, okay? Because the point is for the mind to enter into a state of soberness. That's when God can work on it. You get. At times the laughter is too much. You know. Are we together?
Yes,
are you happy?
Yes,
are you happy? How old are you? 14. Okay, wow. Wow. Are you looking forward to it? 6. A break by 6. Yeah. No, well, you can't do it. Say, I can't do it. There's no way that I can't do it. You won't die. You get. You can't die. It's just your mind playing tricks on you. Are we together? If you have a medical condition, please though, don't fast though. If you have a medical condition that prevents you from fasting, not that you're having fever or something. If you have a medical condition that prevents you from, I don't know, maybe, you know, people have various issues, you know, whatever, then you are exempt. I beg you, don't allow God curse you. Yeah, so don't say that, hey, I have medical condition, you know, when you don't really have, you know, please. You know, treat God with more respect than that. You know. Are we together? And anyway, yeah. So if you genuinely have a medical condition and stuff, yeah, of course, man, I don't have issue. Maybe you can just do the social media fast, you know. That'll still bless you. In fact, like I even bless you more than the food self, you know. And then you can do it now. Don't worry, you'll be hungry, but you won't die. I get you won't die. You can't die. It's not possible. There's nobody that can die that you are eating past 6. You can't die. It's not possible. Yet, your body, God did not design your body that in 12 hours you will die without food. It's not possible. You understand? I'll also advise you, don't do Muslim fasting. You know Muslim fasting, that you wake up early and eat all you can eat. You know. I'll advise you not to do it. If you want to do it by force, it won't work. You'll still be hungry. You know. But I'll advise you not to, just so that you can learn how to be a more serious person. You know. But you know, me, I don't have issues with all those ones. It's your level of growth. That's why you're doing that thing. As you grow, you would drop those things. Hallelujah. So please look forward to it. It's going to be a very, very powerful and refreshing time. We've not announced it yet, but maybe we'll announce it next week. But also look forward to Messiah's love. Messiah's love is going to be amazing. Let me not, I know I have not announced it to the church fully yet, but let me wait. Maybe next week. Would officially, oh no, sir, I think if you're in church tomorrow, would probably officially announce it. So, look forward to that. Even if you're not in Lagos, it will be online so you can still stream. Look forward to it. Gather your friends, you know. Look forward to it. It's going to be serious. It's a serious meeting. Very serious meeting. It's not serious about nobody. You smile. You know. When I say serious, I don't mean it in that we're not sadistic people. You get. If you smile, you will jump up and down, but the thing is going to hit you seriously. So look forward to that as well. Begin to invite your school friends and everything. Can we check them? I think there's something that's that is distracting them. No, not you, not you. Someone from the team. I think they are good now. I think they were being distracted by something. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. So let's look into the word. So today I want to talk about the spirit of excellence. Huh? What did I say? Yeah, the spirit of excellence. Or an extraordinary spirit, depending on the version of Bible that you are reading. Are we together? Yeah. So that's what I want to talk about. All right. It's my way of launching you into the new year. You know, this year we have a word from the Lord. This year is our year, of exponential growth by the Spirit. And so what that means is that you are going to experience exponential growth this year. I want to say amen.
Amen.
Yep. You're going to experience exponential growth this year. And it's going to be by the Spirit. It's going to be by the Spirit. How far, Victor, what happened? Why are you late? Okay. It's going to be exponential growth by... Gosu, why are you late? Ah, I'm not hearing what you're saying. What? Stand up when I talk now. Oh, wow. Oh, that's why you are late. In Jesus' name, you will not play table tennis when church is going on. What was I saying? Exponential growth by the Spirit, Abby. Why are you not saying it like, well, at least he said it boldly, you know, which is good. I like that, you know. I like that. You know, when I did something, you say with your chest. I was watching TV. That's not, don't say, you know, you know, don't use Holy Spirit and cover your bad behavior. So the reason why God's will came late to church is that he was playing table tennis down the road. You know, that's why he came late to church. We rebuke that spirit over your life. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. So it's our year of exponential growth by the Spirit. And the aim is that we're going to experience growth in all areas of our lives. Hallelujah. Huh? What did I say? In all areas of our lives. What should I do? Okay. We're going to experience growth in all areas of our lives. Exponential growth, you know, in all areas of our life. And I want to teach you how to, at least, this is what the Lord said I should tell you in relation to that. That the way that you are going to achieve exponential growth by the Spirit is when you adopt an excellent spirit. Hallelujah. Are we together? When you adopt an excellent spirit, that's when you're going to see this manifestation. Or an extraordinary spirit, depending on the translation. Or I don't know, if you're using TPT, they might say something else. But the point is, you get the point. So, when you adopt an excellent spirit, because you see, an excellent spirit is gotten via training. Huh? Are we hearing? It is gotten via training. You train yourself. Huh? Or you consistently, habitually do certain things. And then you begin to develop an extraordinary spirit. It's not gotten via declaration. Amen. Are we together? Some things happen via declaration. But this one does not happen via declaration. It happens via intentional and consistent change. So you will know what you want to do, and then you will begin to consistently change. Now, what I said is very important, because the major problem that young people have is lack of consistency. This is the major affliction of youth. Are we together? Lack of consistency, even in your physical endeavors. Huh? Are we together? Even young footballers, today, you can have a talented footballer. When the footballer is young, today he can play like Messi. Tomorrow you play rubbish. You know, like, where are you? Because there is a lack of consistency in the mind. The mind doesn't yet know how to produce results at the same level. Are we together? Yeah, consistency. You just notice that for some reason you just start coming to church late. There's no real reason, though. But it's just that the mind is still shaky. Are we together? Or, you know, today your food will be good, tomorrow your food will not be good. Is Juan online? She's not the one I'm referring to. I'm asking if she's online. Is Juan online? Can we find out from Juan if she's online, please? You get my point, right? You know, today your food will be good, tomorrow it will not be good, you know. Today it will be fantastic. Tomorrow the salt will be too much, you know. It's the major affliction of youth, because the mind is not yet stable, or the mind is easily distracted. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
You people know now. Am I correct? Yeah, consistency, inability to just stay on a thing and be doing it day in, day out. Day in, day out. You get? Even in church self, maybe if they call you to preach, one day you'll be anointed, another day you will not be anointed, you know. We will not know which one are we getting today. Do you get my point? Does anybody like singing African praise in the choir? Help me out, my Bible, please, in case I need it. Does anybody like singing African praise? Choir people now, does anyone? So nobody likes singing African praise. Where is Joshua? Nobody likes singing African. Ba 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 ba. You've not explored it yet. Favor. Okay, you think favor. Okay. All right. You guys should acquire that skill. It's an important skill. Okay, it's an important skill. Acquire it. Don't say that it's not our flow. No, that one is... Praising God is important. So we'll never... As long as you're a Nigerian, no, you'll never outgrow praising God. You get? So acquire that skill. It's a very powerful skill, I tell you. You get? Don't look at... You know, I've told you this thing. Don't look at adults and judge. The adults cannot do it like that. It's not the will of God, though. Are you hearing me? Yeah, don't say that I'm good because no. I'm telling you that thing is a powerful skill. All right. So this excellent spirit, it comes by deliberate, consistent change. You have to be attacking it consistently. Consistently. You know, that's how you get it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah.
So it's not a thing of declaration. So let's go to the book of, let me start the journey. 2 Kings verse 20. 2 Kings verse 20. Is there anyone that doesn't have a Bible? If you have a Bible, let me know. Raise your hand. If you don't have a Bible. So everyone has a Bible. In church here. You don't have a Bible in church. Why didn't you bring it? Please give him the mic. Let's give him the mic. Let him tell us why he didn't.
So I went to my mom's place, so I left it at Mr. Dice's.
At your mom's place, thank you.
No, I mean my mom's. So I left it at Dice's, Mr. Dice's.
Oh, okay. Thank you. It's the same thing now. You left it. Okay. All right. I want you to talk with your chest. So even if whether you're talking good or bad, say it with your chest. It's better than. Do you get my point? Yeah. So that's what I'm, it's not to embarrass you. It's so that you can learn how to talk clearly. It's part of what we'll look at. You have to learn how to stand and talk. You get it? Even when you know that it's abuse that is about to come. You have to learn how to stand and talk. That's not excellent. So, why is this thing like this? All right, cool. 20. Oh, you're using my Bible. Okay, open for me. Wow, thank you. Thank you so much. 2 Kings verse 20. Verse 12. Let's read verse 12. Who wants to read for us? All right, let's give her the mic. Read till 19.
At that time, Berodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah, and said unto them, What said this man? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, What have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, All the things that are in my house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thy house and that which thy father had laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt begat, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, Good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. And he said, Is it not good if peace and truth be in my days? Hallelujah. And the rest of them.
It's okay. Hallelujah. So this is just like a preamble, because we are still going to Daniel. But here we see the story of Hezekiah, right? That he was sick. And then the king of Babylon sent people to say, how are you doing now? How are you doing? You know? So he sent servants. And, you know, Hezekiah then said, okay, I'm doing well. How's my colleague king in Babylon? You know, at that time, Israel and Babylon were like mates because, you know, anyway, you don't need to know that. But he just sent the servants, and then Hezekiah went and showed him the house, you know, said, oh, wow, this is my bedroom. How many of you have seen all these videos of rich people that, you know, have this intense need to show their house on YouTube? You know, it's the same spirit, you know. Come and see my house, though. This is my bedroom, you know. When I see this, I'll just be laughing. This is my bedroom, you know. This chair, I bought it for 14 million, you know. In fact, we imported the wood from Italy, you know. And then the YouTuber will be like, wow, there's money. and I'll take him out. These are my cars, you know. You know, this car, I bought this car for 50 million. In fact, I'm even changing it soon. I'm getting a Rolls Royce. And then, you know, we'll replace it, you know. And then, you know. In fact, it's even reached a level. I think it's not MTV Crib. They'll show fridge. They'll open fridge and say, this is what is in my fridge. You know. You see juice, you see everything. Yeah. And Hezekiah did his own. You know, this was like their own YouTube of that day. You know, so Hezekiah did his own. And he showed them everything. You know, showed them everything. And after he left, you know, the prophet now came and said, "What happened?" I said, "Yes, I showed them everything." He now showed them. Let's go there. I think it's verse 18 or something. Oh, 17. Yeah, 17. "Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord." Hallelujah. Huh? So, what Hezekiah did triggered, it was like just the confirmation that you people are going to be taken captive. So it triggered the word of the Lord, and the prophet then came. Why? Because those people, they didn't come to really check that I was sick. They came to spy. So they used that as occasion. So they just came and observed the whole thing, you know. And anyway, with that kind of heart, if a king has that kind of heart, there's really no need for him to have his kingdom. There's no point again, because the guy is willing to allow people to spy him and take his thing. So God just responded and said, okay, this is what is then going to happen. Hallelujah. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm taking it easy because of you, because I want us to be easy. So stay with me. So that's what then happened, right? And then the king then said a very funny thing. He said, it's a good word, because the suffering is not in my day. It will happen. So at least me, I will rest in peace. Me, I'll be in heaven by the time this thing is going to happen. So me, it's not in my day. It's going to happen. So please, whenever you're seeing that thing on YouTube, just know that that's the spirit that you are playing with, you know. When you say you are wishing, you know, that means that when I'm rich one day, I will carry people into my house and say, okay, this is my house, you know. This is what I'm doing. And it's so shocking. You know, I'm always very shocked that, you know, there's a way greed can blind your heart that, you know, you know, for instance, there was one guy like that, you know, I don't know why I'm saying this, but there was one guy like that, you know, the guy, he was doing this same thing. So he went to meet one guy. This guy's a clear Yahoo guy. I mean, clear Yahoo guy. It's so obvious that this guy is doing Yahoo. I was like, no, I'm not doing Yahoo. You know, I know people think it's the Yahoo I'm doing. I'm not doing Yahoo. You know, but the guy's a clear Yahoo guy. So many of you know him. I think, what's his name, Seth? What's this guy's name? Is he B Lord? How many of you know the guy? You know him, Abby? Clearly, this guy is clearly doing Yahoo. Nobody wants to. But the guy's like, no. You see my building? You see everything is here? You see everything is here? I mean, but this guy is a Yahoo boy now. And this is what greed can do to the heart. He's saying he has an app, you know. But nobody knows anybody that is using the app. You understand, right? But everybody believes that he's making $30 million a day on the app. So that's what greed can do. Right. So eventually, God then came to collect in Daniel 1. Can we go there? In Daniel 1. Please, I only mention that guy's name because this is a mob, so not going to start. It's not a word of the Lord. You know, it's not a preaching. You understand? I have no issues with Yahoo boys. I really have no issues with Yahoo boys. You get? They're doing the logical thing when you don't have Jesus. So in Daniel 1, verse 1, In the 3rd year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought... Go back to 2. And he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God. Verse 3. Then the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the king was looking for people to pick. Go back to the previous verse. And they didn't just go and pick from anywhere. Where did they pick from? No, they pick... they captured Israel, so they... So they went to Israel to get people. But then they picked people within Israel, right? From the king's descendants. Are we together? And some of the nobles. So Daniel, Hananiah, I've forgotten the name, is the Babylonian name, we know them by, we don't know them by their Hebrew name. Bosha, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. It is, they are not just random people. Are we together? Are you feeling what I'm saying? They, are not, they didn't just pick them from the streets. Okay? They picked them from the king's descendants and from the nobles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you some truths. You might not like it. You should like it, but I just want to tell you some truths. There's a difference between noble and normal people. Okay? Are we together?
Yes,
normal people are Raz. That in Raz is not an ungodly term. It's a real term. Are we together?
Yes,
huh? It's just a term that is obvious. So there's a difference between nobles. When they were even looking for where to select from, they didn't say, go and get me a random guy on the street. They said, go and get from nobles. That's the first ground that we are looking for. Okay? Now, most people in life are not trained like a noble. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
All of us here are not trained like nobles. In fact, in your society, you don't really see that much nobles. What you see is people with chieftaincy title, which is different from noble. Are we together? Forget that there are not that many nobles in Nigeria. All of them is money. Is money has destroyed this country. You know, love for money. Are we together?
Yeah.
In Nigeria, that you be seeing king bow down to politician. You know what that thing means? King. You say you're a king. You bow down to politician. You know? Nigeria does not have, which is a good thing, Shah, in the context of the country. This country, you just have money, you are good. That's the software of this country. So, even yourself, you don't really know what a noble is. The only people that really carry that tradition well is like King of Britain. You know the way they behave? Those ones are nobles. You get. I saw a traditional ruler, the guy was wearing gold chain. I was like, Jesus Christ, what is that his bead, it turned it to gold chain. You know, it's like, what is this? You know, so Raz. You know, nobody's behaving like common peasants. You know, there's a way nobles are, right? Is this thing coming back? Let me know if I should switch to manual Bible. But there's a way nobles are that separates them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And even though me, myself, now I'm not like Inobo, there's a way I am. You know, I do my things in a particular way. But when you are in the kingdom, I guess you hear what I'm saying. When you are in the kingdom, please hear what I'm about to say. When you are in the kingdom, you are stylishly being transformed into a noble. It's not obvious, but it's stylish. It's going on in the background. Are we together? It's stylish. It's not an obvious thing. We won't come and say, sit down, do this class. You know, we'll just be teaching you the Bible. I'll be teaching you how to conduct yourself. Are we together? But that is also transforming you into someone that has noble character. What's noble character? Noble character is just a high level of value and self-esteem. Do you get what I'm saying? A king carries himself as someone with a high level of self-esteem. Do you get my point? So a king can refuse to enter some car. You get my point, right? Because that's in the canal way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'm too big for this. And nobles are not like normal. Is it that mentality? Is it crazy? I'm still talking in the human way. Is it crazy? If you meet one, you can even be, you most likely will be offended. Because you can maybe bring something to him, and the way he can tell you, you can be like, take this thing from me. You know, like, you can be so offended because, are you saying you're better than me? Yes, that's what he's saying. I don't eat your kind of food. I don't think like you. I don't dress like you. You know? For instance, you don't see a noble dressing decently. That's when you know that, you know. In fact, you don't even see, you're never meant to see nobility like too much. You get? You're usually meant to only see maybe the king once a year or something like that. It's meant to be, you know, hidden or coded. Are we together? Now, in the kingdom, okay? Are you hearing me? God is changing you into a noble person in his kingdom, not like the kingdoms of men. So God is not changing you into Prince Harry, okay? Because that's not his kingdom. Do you understand what I'm saying? But God is changing you into God's will. That is like Jesus Christ, because that one is his kingdom. Now, that's God's will, that is like Jesus Christ, has noble character. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a way the person carries themselves. If you want me to shout hallelujah. Okay? So don't go and start watching videos. I want to be like, no, you don't want to be like them, you know. The Holy Spirit is enough. The Holy Spirit and your Bible is enough to change you into someone of noble character. But that's the main point I'm trying to make here. That in the kingdom, the aim is that you have noble character. Now, what's the meaning of noble? I've already explained it. It's high esteem. Do you understand what I'm saying? Huh? High value. Maximum value on yourself. Meaning, you understand that you have a lot of value, and then you carry yourself with that mindset. Okay? That's nobility. Do you get what I'm saying? Now, you see the characteristics of this nobility, or the people that they called in the next verse, which is the meat of what I really want to say. In the next verse, 4. There are 5 characteristics. Can you change this to amplified? Is it possible? This suffering is too much. What can we do to stop this suffering? So there are 5 characteristics. characteristics. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
You're with me. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. So these five characteristics, if you have these five characteristics, you have nobility. And you are in the beginning journey of an extraordinary spirit. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
What did I say? You're in the beginning of the journey. You're not there yet, but you're in the beginning of the journey, meaning you are a correct candidate for this thing. Or you already have it, according to men. It's just that with God, there's still a little bit of a higher level. So, it says here, young men without blemish and handsome in appearance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Skillful in wisdom, endowed with intelligence and discernment, and quick to understand, competent to stand in the presence of the king, and able to serve in the king's palace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So there are five characteristics. The first is appearance. Okay? The second is skillfulness in wisdom. Okay? The third is intelligence and discernment. The fourth is courage or competence. Okay? To stand. The fifth is the protocol of service. Are we together? Are we together? Am I losing you? Please, I'm losing you. Please, stay with me. Stay with me. Are you with me? Yeah. Please stay with me. Are we on stand up? Eh? Pastor Mede wants me to stand up. So the first is appearance. The second is skillfulness in wisdom. The third is intelligence and discernment. The fifth is courage or competence. Huh? The fifth is the protocol of service. Service has a protocol. Okay? It's the way you serve. Now, all of these are the characteristics that enable or that speak towards nobility. In other words, and all of this thing is happening. When we start looking at them one by one, you will see that the Lord has been dealing with you on all of these things. Are we together? Because if you have all of these things, you will be treated as a noble. Now, why is this important? It is important because this is how you will be selected. Amen.
Amen.
Are you guys hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right. You are not necessarily selected because of the will of God. You are selected because of the perception that people have of you. Okay? If God wills you to do something, if you don't have the capacity for favor is the capacity. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Right? There's a wisdom behind favor. Right? And favor is a measured capacity. That's why Jesus Christ grew in favor. Okay? With God and men. Okay?
Yes,
so it works in the two ways. If you're growing in favor with God, it should also be that you're growing in favor with men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying, is it too complex? Okay?
Yes, sir.
So if you're growing in favor with God, you should also be growing in favor with men. Right?
Yes,
and it is measurable. Are we together? Even Jesus Christ had to grow in it. Jesus Christ was not favored just because he's the Son of God. No. He grew in favor. God was not partial with Jesus concerning that issue. Jesus had to grow. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
right? So don't be worried. You too, you have to grow in it. Now, when you grow in this characteristics, don't worry, when I start explaining, you will see what I mean. But when you grow in these characteristics, you're also going to grow in favor. Especially with men. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh? especially with men. There's a way you will behave and that you become the king of the department or something. You know, there's a way you just conduct yourself. Eh? You become the king of the department. Everybody will just like you. Lecturer will just like you. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. It's for the ladies. You might not understand it because me, I'm a guy. So, as a lady, you might not understand it. Men know who to approach. Are we together? There's where your face would be. If a man approaches you, he'll be thinking that, shame make I enter this thing. Okay? Now, some men, you know, some men are like beasts. They've stopped being men. They are now beasts. So even if you're wearing full hijab, they will still approach you. You know, they don't. It's not a beast. You know, so those ones will still be there. Are we together? Yes. Right? But at least 90% of the useless men, once they see your face, depending on the signal they are getting, they will decide to either proceed or find their level. Are we together? And that is solely based on what you can, is you can control it. It's you. You get my point? So if married men are approaching you, it's because you are not noble. Eh? Can you imagine Princess Diana or something? You know, she steps into this place. Do you have the liver? Is it out to take you out? I'm going to take you out to the world. You know? You say yes, ma'am. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, the very first thing that they were looking for is young men without blemish and handsome in appearance. Can we say appearance?
Appearance.
Can we say it again? Appearance.
Appearance.
Yeah. You know, there's a link. There's a, you know, typically most mad people, when the madness just lands on them, the first thing they start doing is they start removing their dress. You know now? How many of you have been maybe in a bus park or something where madness landed on? You are now holding him. How many of you have seen that in anybody? You've not seen it. Okay. Don't worry, it's Nigeria. Eventually you see it. You know. Eventually you see it. Now, one of the first signs of madness is that the clothes will be removed, you know. In other words, it's what I'm trying to say is that indecent dressing is madness. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. Imagine now you've not indecent dressing at a level as morality is bad morals. No, stop. It's a low level. Imagine if they say that there's a function of presidents. President of America is here. President of Nigeria is here. Prime Minister of UK is here. And then they now invite you for that kind of event. And then you now enter the place with betrothed slippers. You know, they enter the place with singlet and shirts, you know. Just enter the place, you know. Now, what will people say? You are mad. Have you not? Yeah. So that's where indecent dressing is. Okay? Meaning that your mind has shifted. It's not working. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Right. So, indecent dressing shouldn't just be something of morality because your morality can change. You get my point? Nose ring is not a sin anymore. I see Christian ladies now with nose ring. Abi now. So the people that you admire, your Christian influencers, are wearing nose ring and they are kaboshing, prophesying. Abi? it's like this teaching today is warfare, because the way people are looking at me, you know, kabushing, prophesying. Abina, some of your major influencers, you know, influencer is the right word now, is the modern day, you know. Some of your major Christian influencers have come up with theories on how tattoo is not that bad. Abina, I was watching Lecrae. Everybody looks up to Lecrae now. He's one of the major hip-hop Christian. He said tattoo, you know, it's just expression. So morality can change, but nobility does not change. Are we together? Yes, what I'm saying? If you want to be noble, it's the same rule from the beginning of time till now. People that have value on themselves, there's a way they do their face. Okay? This is real warfare. People that have value, there's a way they do their face. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Kemi Badenoch will not wear nose ring to parliament. Abina?
Yes, sir.
Not because nose ring is bad, but because it's a disgrace. She can't be looking like random babes on the streets. She's representing a nation. So that means that she will dress full. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Right? So, if you're going to... So if you're going to want to dress like a noble or appear like a noble, you know, it has to be high. It has to carry the sense of seriousness. You get. That's why the Holy Spirit, you know, that's why one of the very first things, you know, the relationship to deal with you is indecent dressing. Yet it's key. How to get out to your walk with God. Okay? One of the very first things, at least Christians that are serious, they don't lie and they don't dress indecently. You know, the relationship does not joke with those ones. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
And if the Holy Spirit has stopped troubling you, please, you are under crisis. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
For men, no. Men have indecent dressing. No. Forget, this is not the women preaching. Men have indecent appearance. You know? In fact, the worst, self. You understand? You bring out clothes, maybe singlet, and is indecent dressing. You know, they are sniffing it because they're not sure. Should this thing go embarrass me today? Hallelujah. Eh? It's the same spirit. We get. So, the point is that the first sign of nobility is the appearance. So they are looking for people who look like nobles. So that you just came from, that your father is former king of Benin, doesn't mean, if you don't look like a noble, we are not choosing you. Right? So who is looking like a noble? And it's not stress. Nobody is saying, go and spend money. You know, like I said, this is not noble like the world. This is noble in the kingdom. The only thing the Holy Spirit said is, let your dressing be in moderation. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Okay? So you focus on it. Are we together? Stop looking at people, what people are doing. Stop judging. You have a different spirit. Stop judging the good or the rightness or the wrongness based on what other people are doing. It's not like because people are doing like this, therefore it is good. The number of people doing a thing doesn't mean it is good, doesn't mean it is bad. Are we together? So say appearance. Say it again, appearance. Yeah. You know, don't be naive. I don't know why many young girls are naive, and I don't know why. I don't know. Is it that your parents are not telling you? You know, if you have bum, you should know now. Ladies know now if they have sexy body now. You know, so you should know. I don't think you should be oblivious to it. So some girls cannot wear jeans. I'm sorry. Are we together?
Yes,
some people is full body regalia. Amen.
Amen.
Boys too should know. You get. Are we together? So I don't know, you know, because people like hiding, you know, as you know, when you start talking like church, everybody be uneasy because people like hiding under innuendo and nuances. You know, people like saying things indirectly. No. In the kingdom, we talk direct. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
If a lady you wear jeans, you know the effect. Don't wear full clothes. Go and sew jalabia or something. Do you understand what I'm saying? Be clear in what you are saying. This is still about spirit of excellence, so I'll be extraordinary spirits. So appearance. Everybody say appearance.
Appearance.
Say it again, appearance.
Appearance.
Yeah. And also don't be hoarding clothes till Christmas. No, please. That's poverty. That's not noble. Please. That's not a noble. Wear your good clothes now. Don't be postponing. Okay, this one is still Christmas. That's when I will bring out this shoe. No. That's poverty. That's poverty pro max. That's real poverty. Are we together? Wear your best shoe. If you have only one good shoe, be wearing it all the time. Are we together? Wear it, polish it. Wear it, polish it. Wear it, polish it. Are we together? Don't wait till special occasion to wear good clothes. Yeah? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
This is what our guys used to struggle with. You just wear one ragged shorts when you're on the street. No. Wear correct clothes. You understand? Not just say, I'm in my house. Are we together? There's clothes for bedroom. There's clothes for parlor. Okay? Wow, I'm in love with you people. The way people are frowning is I'm falling more in love with. I'm falling more in love with you people. Are you together?
Yes, sir.
Dress like a noble. Don't say it's uncomfortable. It's a bad spirit. You see? Amen. Have you not seen? You know. Most people. You know, most fine dresses are not comfortable. Actually, like if they. All the dresses they are seeing, you know, the people inside are like, you know, they can't move. Right? It's the way it is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eh? Don't say that the weather is hot, so I need to show my leg. No. I don't want to see your leg. Be in the heat. Get used to the heat. When you enter your bedroom, you can remove it. But immediately you are coming out of that parlor like that. Because you don't know, you can receive a visitor. So the moment you're coming into that parlor like that, wear the thing. Let it be scratching your leg. We get. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Even me myself, I've had to repent. You know, because you know, as a guy, you can just, not that you're dressing ragged, but. You know, there's just, at times I'll just be walking on the road, the normal, this thing. Someone will just say, good morning, sir. I'm like, oh, man. You know. I'm not dressed with this greeting. This is not the dressing for this greeting. Yeah. So, people myself, I'm having to learn that, look, you know, when you're a pastor, you have to, when you're going to court here, you just have to wear something reasonable. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So the first thing is appearance. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
And I pray for you that the Holy Spirit will teach you this thing. Amen. I pray for you that the Holy Spirit will open your eye. Amen. Amen. I pray for you. Amen. It's only prayer that can do it. You know. And it's important because if you, this appearance thing, it damages all your mouth. Okay, everything that I'm saying, I'm the one, I'm a change generation, all this thing, all this, you know. If your dressing is still in doubt, you're not a new generation, anything. Are we together? So appearance, say appearance.
Appearance.
Don't take out the Holy Spirit from your dressing. You know, I'll just advise you. Don't take. God is very particular about your dressing. So don't take out the Holy Spirit from your dressing. It's tied to your destiny. I tell you the truth. It seems like a trivial matter, but it is tied to your destiny. The way you dress. It's tied to your destiny. The second is, are we good? Can I move on? My spirit is telling me that I should not move on. But I don't know. It's tied to your destiny. Okay? The general cleanliness that you have, this one largely tends to be a guy issue, because guys can look good outside, but inside is, you know, is messed up. You know what I mean now? I mean, the outside clothes is fine, but the inside clothes is not fine. Yeah. Now, you see, that's general attitude, or that heart. It either attracts your cleanliness. Let me explain it this way. You can't set up, you know that Ojota landmass, that debt, Ojota now, where you're passing the landfill. You know that people there? You can't start a church there. The Holy Spirit will run away. Are we together? This is what I'm saying. If you want to start a church, you will go and evangelize them there, then invite them to your church that is not in that place. Because the place is too dirty. You get my point? The spirits in those places, the spirits that like those places are demons. So it's demons that are filled in that place. So you can go and preach there, then invite them to your church. Get that is not in that place. In other words, the spirits are attracted or repelled to the environment. In fact, the environment is usually a sign of the spirits in operation. Okay? That's why, from experience, real life experience, one of the ways to know the one that is beginning to run mad stylishly is the one that is prophesying, but his hair is not combed. You know. Now, carnally, we tend to think that those ones are the serious ones. Because, you know now, he's seeking the Lord so much, he forgot to comb his hair. No, he didn't forget. Is that another spirit has entered into the mix. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's always usually a matter of time. You will run mad. You know, you start prophesying, that you start ringing bell on the street. You know, the Lord is coming back. Are we together? So your cleanliness is a sign of the spirits that you are attracting. Your cleanliness, the music in your environment, your also your cleanliness inside, in your heart. If your heart is bitter, angels will run away from you. If you have anger in your heart, hatred in your heart, it won't flow well with the Holy Spirit. Are we together? So you have to do all that you can to ensure that you are clean in appearance, inside and outside. Amen.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes,
that your house, your environment is clean. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You have to do that. It's nobility. Nobles don't accept dirty environments. You get my point? I know there are things that you are used to. For instance, depending on the area that you grew up in, you could be used to seeing rats. You know, it's a sight that you are used to. Abino? Yeah. So that's the danger that a lot of us have. You are used to these things. So it's just a normal thing. It's one of the things that can happen. That you are a rat at sharing house. You know, it's one of the normal. So you're not so bothered about it, okay? But your mind will be low, and no matter the prayer you are praying, because your mind is low, you will not be able to see the fruit of what God wants to do in your life. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So you must be clean, okay?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you need help, you can reach out to Mr. Arima. You know, Mr. Arima is good at grooming. That's for guys. You know, you can reach out to Mr. Remo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm serious about what I'm saying. No, it's not a... some people don't know that they should be cutting their nails periodically. Yeah. No, many men don't know that they should be cutting their nails. That's why you see men with nails like women, you know, these days. Are we together? Don't say we have liberty in the spirit. Don't say those kinds of things. Run away from those people. Amen.
Amen.
Run away. In fact, this one, hear this one well. But in fact, don't copy. You see, especially guys, don't be very careful of even things like the hairstyles that you copy. Especially guys, because I tell you the truth. I have no business lying to you as a guy. You know, I have no business lying to you. I tell you the truth. That you see somebody that you admire plaiting his hair doesn't mean that you as a guy it's okay to plait your hair. The two don't correlate. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Hello. The way lust works is that you can go and copy another person. From that thing now, it will start pumping lust for women in your heart. It's all connected. That's the way lust works. It's lawlessness. That's the real meaning of lust. Meaning inability to stay within boundaries. That's what lust is. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So you don't break your conscience. Many people are breaking their conscience because maybe they are raised in an orthodox setting. They now attend a new generation church where they are seeing young people with pink hair. They will now say that, oh, people with the spirit are having pink hair. Let me go and do pink hair. It's wrong. Don't break your conscience. If it's only revelation that can change your conscience. But if you want to do something and the way you are raised is like the way she is now, that they cover hair. That's the way when you are going to church, you cover hair. Still be covering your hair. Don't just say, oh, all these women, they are doing hair up and down. Let me go and join them because they are spiritual. No, you will break your conscience. And then when you break your conscience, what it means is that your resistance to sin will drop. Okay?
Yes,
so you don't just break your conscience anyhow. Again.
Yes,
the way I am now, there's the way I was raised. I was raised SU. There's nothing in me that understand splitting of hair as a guy. I can't do it. It'd be like I want to die. I don't understand it. That a guy should plait his hair. Me, I don't understand it. And I've not dropped it. Personally, I've not dropped it. You understand? I won't now say that because I'm pastor of teenagers, let me appeal to the youth. You understand? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I won't say that one. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
I will stay in my SU lane. That's the way that... When we got born again, the argument that was hot was that should women wear jeans? That was the kind of setting that we got born again into. Do you understand what I'm saying? So appearance, say appearance.
Yeah.
I tell you the truth, if you can, it's a simple thing. It's because it's not that hard an adjustment to make. But I tell you, if you can adjust in this thing, you will increase in favor. I tell you the truth. It will do you like magic, how the thing will work. But you increase in favor. The second is skillful in wisdom. Hallelujah. What did I say? Or skillfulness in wisdom. That's another thing that we look out for. So the first thing is appearance, which is a habitual thing. That's why I told you that this excellence thing is not declaration. Is you will be consistently working on it. Okay? So your mind needs to be aware of it so that you can work on it. The second thing is skillful in all wisdom. Hallelujah. This skillful in all wisdom, what it speaks to is more like don't interpret it literally as about wisdom like this, wisdom like that, but or it's the same thing really, but what it just means is having a wide range of knowledge on how to approach situations. Okay? Simply put, having a wide base of instructions that you can pull from. Because what wisdom is instruction. Okay? And when somebody is skillful in wisdom, that kind of person is somebody that has a wide pool so that that person can respond to situations differently. So how do I relate to my parents? I have the wisdom for it. How do I relate to my coursemates or to my classmates? I have the wisdom for it. How do I relate to maybe me now, my wife? I have the wisdom for it. Now, you will notice that many people miss in life because they don't have the necessary wisdom for the problem that they are facing, right? In fact, this is the reason for lack of promotion. Okay? When people usually are in a place where they are there for too long and they are unable to get promoted, it is because they lack basic wisdom. It's not necessarily because they are not hardworking or something like that. It could be that, but lots of times it's because they lack basic wisdom. Hallelujah. Okay? So you have to be somebody that acquires wisdom. You have to be an acquirer of wisdom. Okay? Obviously, when you are young, the major roadblock to this thing is that you want to do things your own way. So you want to try and fail. That's when you then learn. Are we together? But if you do it that way, you'll be wasting too much time. Okay? Because you need to amass it to the point where it then becomes a skill that you can draw from. So if I ask you now, your parent that you're having an issue with, how are you meant to talk to that parent? Many people will not know. But that you don't know doesn't mean that that wisdom does not exist. Are we together? So, you need to be skillful in wisdom. So, the habitual change you need to make is that you need to acquire wisdom. You need to be like a sponge that can soak up wisdom around you. Are we together? When you go to somebody's house, don't just collect food. Observe how the husband and wife are talking. It's teaching a lesson. You need to have that kind of mind. Okay? This is what it means. That's when you stop being casual with life. When you start elevating your mind to start absorbing what's happening in your environment. Which then leads to intelligence, because, you know, I mean, I think I was giving people, was it not maybe, you know, I think I've mentioned it before now. You know, the amount of girls that just were raped because they just, like Mumu, went to go and drink. You know, like Mumu. You don't know this guy from anywhere, just went to go and drink. You understand? He just went for party. I remember what. You know, you just go for party, you just say, and drink it now. He said, what's in it? It's fine. No worry. Okay, I will trust you. You know, you just go and drink it. Are you together? It just led you to the slaughterhouse because you lack wisdom. Many people, their minds are too low. You know, you are not thinking. Again, because you lack wisdom. Again, maybe for us, I don't know that in this life there's enemy. You know, there's something. All those, you know, when we were young, we used to laugh at our parents when they are saying, "Oh, my enemy is father than I." You know, we used to laugh at these people who don't know scriptures, because that's why they are saying all these things. They don't know scripture, but they are saying the right thing. Just they are saying the right thing the wrong way. In this life, there's enemy. Are we together? As enemy. You get it will happen to you because you're in church, but I'm telling you, in this life there are some girls, Victoria, that they will steal your boyfriend. It's not like they will plot it. It's not you know, the funny thing is that when you now say what happened, they say, it just happened, but no, they plotted it from the beginning. You understand? They will plot it. Like you would think the whole plan from beginning to the end, and they will snatch the husband. Yeah. It's that's how life is. Are we together? So you need wisdom. If not, you'll just be you know, you'll just be doing anything anyhow. You get. Amen. Amen. And then when you have this pool of wisdom, when you are soaking it from largely from, yeah, there's the one you get from your Bible, but largely from the people around you, right? When you get it, it will manifest. You see, if you as a young person now can carry yourself with wisdom, now the way you do your things will be different. You know? The way you do your things will be different. You get? So when young people are filled with wisdom, for instance, how do you get favor from people? Who knows how to make somebody favor you? Talk now. The act of service. Yeah, that's correct. Another way, how to make someone favor you? No, it's not respect. Yeah, or no? How to make someone favor you? It's not only one now. There are many things. There are multiple things, rather. It's not humility. Everything concerning humility and favor. Yeah? Availability. Half and half. Someone has said something that's correct. She says service. Availability as part of service, yeah. You know. Carrying them as priority. Yeah, it could work. Honor, yeah, people have spoken about honor. One of the ways to make people favor you is to maximize first impression. Okay? Don't joke with first impression. It's Christians that forgive. And even when Christians forgive, forgiveness has levels. Okay? So when you meet somebody that is greater than you, make sure that the first 2-3 weeks, you are on your best behavior. In fact, you are even doing more than. You understand? It can smoothen 5 years of that relationship. Just that for the first 3 weeks, you show the person that you are, you get. If not, you just start fighting. You know, many people don't know where fight comes from. You get, right? So if you have a new boss, see you now that you're working with someone. Don't just walk and say, it's young people now. We get ourselves. No. For like the first 1 month, make sure that you are the one that is maybe, I don't know, is it remote? Is it fully remote? Okay. For like that first 1 month, make sure that you are the one that is the most gingered. You get? Be giving ideas that even people that have been there for 2 years are not yet giving. The person will be like, okay, wow, somebody has joined us. Somebody has joined us. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
I remember when I got a new boss, I think it was last year. By the time I saw this person, I was like, wow, this is someone. You know, female bosses are difficult. You actually understand. I was like, wow, this is someone. You know, I need to manage this person. Well, this thing can go left or right. You know. So for like the first 1 month, I was so kind, you know, so efficient. Yeah. And it was on purpose, you know. And that thing just made the whole relationship smooth. Then you know, when a woman is your oga, there's a side of her, when she really wants to, you know, women like oga. You know, you might not know it, but women like bossing people around. So when she wants to show that energy, it's not me you should show it to. It's other people. You know. Yeah. I won't look at it and say that you are favorites. You know, no, it's wisdom. You get, right? I've looked at this person. You know, the people you analyze and you be like, wow. This thing, it can go haywire. You know, if you don't manage it well. So that's what it means to be skillful. In wisdom, you know how to talk to kings. How do you talk to a king? Huh? Some people don't know how to talk to important people. Okay? You're like Peter. When he saw Jesus, he started blabbing. He said, Master, let me build for you. They didn't say you should talk. It was to show you, not that you talk. Do you understand my point? Do you know what I'm referring? When Jesus transfigured, transfigured, right? Meaning that you have to get used to, you talk, there'll be no response. You know that thing, that silence, people don't like that silence. It's almost like the world wants to end. You know? You will talk. Okay. You hold your peace. Someone can think and respond to you in 1 minute later after you have spoken. And nothing has gone wrong. Fast talking is not anything. There's no value in it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you arm yourself with wisdom. Okay? How do you do that? You observe. Okay? You're in a perfect environment. You have to have the eye. Once you see somebody, how is this person working? How is this person doing this thing? Okay. Now, so did they do this thing, Abby? Okay. You'll be soaking wisdom that way. Eventually, yourself, you start behaving like that. Are we together? People like this one. I mean, this one is not too... The warfare in this one is not that much. All right. The third is... please stay with me. I want to finish. So that... where's my distance? Okay. The third is... I blessed... The third is intelligence and discernment. Now, this intelligence is not genetic. You know, intelligence is largely genetic. There are different kinds of intelligence. Huh? It's largely genetic, meaning is the truth. It's the truth. You know, is you didn't work for it. It's just the bloodline you came from. Are we together? That's brain. You know what we call brain, or you know book. You know, that's not what this is. It's part of it, but it's not what it is. That one is, and that's why they added discernment. Because you see, that one is, that's, you have brain, or that you know book. It's not the full scope of intelligence. It's a type of intelligence. And it's largely genetic. Okay? That's the one that you can measure with IQ. Hallelujah. And that one is largely genetic. You inherited it from your parents. Okay? And it's not compulsory to have that one fully. Amen. Amen. Or you inherited from your parents, then there's also the primary school you went to. That one also has a major impact on that one. Are we together? I'm telling you the truth about your life. There's some book you don't know. It's actually not your fault. It's your primary school teacher that did not teach you the right thing. Okay? And there's nothing you can do. Except to start reading primary school textbook again. I'll go and relearn it. Are we together? Because the mind is like a... You are building it. It's like a building you are building. If the foundation is bad, primary school is important too. Is the most, in terms of complexity, is the least complex, but it's the most important education. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? I'm telling you your problem. Why you're struggling with WAEC? Again, I'm telling you your real problem. Primary school education, don't joke with it. When you have your children, don't. In fact, you can spend all the money on that one. The secondary school, you can send them anywhere. You can go anywhere, you'll be fine. So, if you didn't win the lottery of life, you won't have the normal brain. That's the truth. If you didn't win the lottery of life as per genetics, okay? And maybe one teacher did you rubbish in primary school, you might struggle with some things. You get, right? But this is not what I'm talking about. Intelligence, that one is just IQ. There are other kinds of intelligence. Get first, as even in normal human understanding, there's emotional intelligence. That one is more important than normal intelligence. So, we get, are we together? If you are high on emotional intelligence, you'll be a master of this world. Do you understand? You will know how to relate to people and how to get people to do the right things. So, this intelligence, right, it's an offshoot. So, the reason why I say that is so that you won't struggle with, because I know many people have that fear, or you think that because you don't know maths, you're not brilliant. No, you are brilliant. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
I'm not giving you pep talk. I'm just telling you the reality. I don't do pep talk for unserious people. I'm just saying you are brilliant, okay? It's just that your brilliance will manifest in other areas. It might not manifest in book. Are we together? Yeah. There's no point in lying to you. You get, okay? That's why you people that are young, understand that your route to first class is to first choose a course that you are good at. Are we together? The amount of people that maybe they just started doing mathematics and then they prayed to God and worked hard and eventually made it happen. The ratio is very small. It's very small. Most people do just pray and it's let my people go. Do you understand? Because if your brain cannot handle it, it can't handle it. At that level, you can start attending prayer meetings if you're that desperate. But before you get to that level, just choose. Is it food and nutrition that I can do? If you do it well and you're passionate about it, you come out with the first class. Don't stress yourself. So, this intelligence, rather, right, is the intelligence, I capture it as the intelligence of discernment, okay? Meaning that, you see, when the mind, are we together?
Yes,
if you're with me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Mirabel, are you with me? Okay. When the mind, right, is full of wisdom, and there's a level of application that somebody has, meaning somebody is not just a guest, meaning somebody has a level of they are putting their all into something. Are we together? There's a level of intelligence that the person has. Okay, this is the reason why Yahoo boys are intelligent in Yahoo, but not intelligent in coding. Because the brain is focused on Yahoo. So he can come up with new schemes. You understand my point now? He can come up with new schemes. Now, if you carry that same brain and say, oh yeah, do pure water business, the pure water business will fail. What I mean is that the business is already there. You don't need to even do anything. This is pure water factory. Just pay for a truck to go and pick it and then distribute it. The business will fail. You know why? Because the mind is not focused on that thing. Are we together? Are we together? All right. So that's the intelligence. It's a general term. It's not just there's book knowledge as part of it, but it's just working as if, you know, there's something in your head. So I'm just trying to break it down in a very simple way, right? You know, there are people that you look at and you're like, what's in your head? Nothing is in your head. And, you know, there are people that you look at and it's like, the head is full of things. Now, why? That person might not necessarily be a first-class student. It's not, they're first-class student that there's nothing in their head. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes,
right? It's because of what the mind is focused on. So if your mind can be... So the real thing there is actually the focus of the mind. If the mind can be focused on a course, the mind will begin to produce intelligence. This is the reason why those of you that used to be in the world before, you can intelligently come up with lies to attend party. You know, you can come up with schemes. Your parents say, what are you doing here? You know, people will plan. Some people, they will plan... As in, serious planning, you know, they will be stupid in school, but they will plan full weekend hangout. Their parents will not know. In fact, they'll be living with the parents in the same house. Maybe 10 p.m. They'll plan the thing. They'll jump first. And you know, you see girls, they'll organize ladder from the other end that when they jump, as in, you know, the mind is working. You know, the mind is working. It's because the mind is focused on party. So it's producing intelligence to create party. So the girl would, as in, they would plan 007, you know, James Bond. They would sneak in the house, as in, they would not come back 4 a.m. They would come back, as in, nobody will know that they did runs that night. You get, right? That's intelligent, Abby. Because that's what the mind is focused on. You understand? Alright? So, that's intelligence. That's real intelligence. Real, that's, the mind is now working. You get? Right? Not everybody is there, but I want you to be there. That's why your mind needs to be focused. Amen. Too many things are distracting. This is the reason for distraction. It's so that your mind, this is the reason why Satan, you see this word there, Satan has, give me like 10 minutes. Satan has created this world as one. This whole world is a distraction. Amen. Huh? So that your mind cannot be focused. It's a very hard thing to attain. Focus in the mind. It's very hard. In today's world, so many things are distracting. You understand? In fact, Satan did it in such a way that the chief of them all is the one that is closest to you. I mean, your phone. You know? That's the real problem of your destiny, but it's so close to you. Do you understand? Amen. So the mind is just everywhere. You know, people are attending weddings that they have no business attending. You know. What I mean is they're attending weddings online. You know, so in your house, be attending weddings. You know, people are, it's like what I said now. Do you know how many young people, for instance, now totally lost focus. They are looking at YouTube video of people's car houses. You know what I started with? You know. The mind is just floating, you know. So the mind needs to be focused. So that's what you need to also work on, right? Focus your mind. Are you guys noting these things that I'm saying? So you need to focus your mind. You see, well, thank God we're going to use the material SOD. So the mind, you see, the mind doesn't need to be focused on plenty things. For instance, you don't have many goals, you know. I only have like 2 goals this year. 2 major personal goals, and it's not even this ministry. One I can't say, but the one I can say is that I want to be a better husband. That's all my mind is focused on. You understand? I don't have 15 goals. Amen. Are we together? So, the mind is meant to be, you're meant to pick and choose what you decide to focus on. This is the reason why the intelligence cannot manifest. I'm telling you the truth. If you are focused on something, the level of brilliance you will bring about. Are we together? How did Igbo people move to China and start learning Chinese? Even people in China, they will just, because their focus is making money. So they will just, the level of, you see Igbo man, like speaking it pure. You know? And he doesn't know anybody in China. He will just take tickets, go to China and say, I'm looking for someone that can supply me fabric. He will start going around. You will find the person. You will do the business. You will import it. Make millions or billions. Go again, you know? Just because the mind is, I must make money in this life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? In that same vein now, you see some other people, you know, let me not come and fight us. That's it, you see some other people now, just waiting, you know, waiting for their parents to die so that they can sell the house. Yes, is that not what's happening in this Lagos? You just see them, all the young people that are useless in this, like, it's not only in this Ojodu. You know, there's like that everywhere in Lagos, young people just useless because they are just waiting for the parents to die. That's their plan for life. Let the parents die, we'll sell this house for 40 million. That's the plan. You understand? Because the mind is not focused. Are we together? And just in case anybody can hear it, all the wealth is not tied to old age. You know? You can become a millionaire in your 20s. Isn't that... is if you have a focused mind. Amen. And it's this intelligence that acts as an equalizer, because even if you don't have brain knowledge, if you have this one, you will still achieve, you still make something of your life. This one, you make something of your life. You get. If you have brain, you know, people like us that have brain, we're usually, you know that thing they say now, they will not come and hire us. You know that thing now? That, you know. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You know. If you have brain, it can be a hindrance because it can just be there. But if you have this intelligence, you will. Don't worry. Even if this is the one that equates, even if your primary school was bad, you will still be fine. You know, even if your English is bad, you will still be fine. Hallelujah. Are we together? This one is sharpness. Sharpness of mind. I like sharp people. I don't like dull, BS people. It's not a godly trait. Are we together? Your mind needs to be active. Something needs to always be in your mind. Amen. I told you now that having bad ambition is better than not having ambition. Okay. If you have bad ambition, you are working. It's just that you are malfunctioning. Yes. But if you don't have ambition, they need to change the motherboard or something. Like, they need to do serious operation on you. You know, because why will a man not have ambition? You don't want to achieve anything. You're just there. Are we together? Huh? Even if your life, okay, there's nothing in your life. I achieved something for Jesus. Nothing. It's just there. No passion, nothing. What are you passionate about? Nothing. Are we together? What is your mind focused on? That's what you're passionate about. What's your mind focused on? Nothing. Even if it's fashion, you know, anything, you know. I've said enough of this thing. So the next is, courage, right? Or competence. This, you know, I'm still talking about excellent spirit, Abby. Yeah, excellent spirit. Courage or competence to stand. It's important. That's why I won't spend so much time here. That's why I'll give you mic and say, talk. Even if you want to talk, but talk. Please. All this shyness, you can't stand before a king. Why can't you stand before a king? There's nothing there in standing before a king. You just stand, take it easy, and say what you want to say. There's nobody that you should be talking to that you'll be stammering. Why are you stammering? Why? Are we together? It's not humility and it's not honor that you are stammering. You can't talk to somebody. Are we together? It's not humility, it's not honor. It's that you can't talk and you're not competent in talking. There's a way to talk. There is nobody on earth that if you go to and say, excuse me, sir, can I have 5 minutes of your time? Even if a person doesn't want, people say, okay, I don't want. You can say that instead of stammering. Do you understand what I'm saying? You should be able to talk. You should be able to have the competence to stand. You get. There's nothing anybody is doing that is not that you cannot do. You understand? There's nothing anybody is doing. You can talk to a crowd of 1 million. There's nothing a crowd of 1 million. You understand? Are we together? Huh? You should have the competence. Again. Are we together? And your competence is your courage. If you're not competent, you won't be courageous. Because if you don't have substance, you won't know your left from your right. And you'll be lying to yourself. You know. Let me explain what I just said, because you might not understand what I just said. You see, if I call you to preach now, it's just like now, when I started this preaching, you're not the one preaching, so you're not seeing my eye. Especially at that appearance part, you know, it was clear that a lot of you did not like what I was saying, and you were giving me bad eye. You know, or you are not looking. You know, you just didn't like what I'm saying. Now, if as I was preaching and that thing threw me off, and I said, I started stammering, or I started, you know, I started being unsure of myself, it's because I'm not really sure about what I'm saying. You get my point? You get what I'm saying? I'm sure about what I'm saying. That's why I can't keep on saying it. I'm so sure about what I'm saying that I don't even need to impress you. You know? I just need to say it. You get me? That's how sure about what I'm saying. That's how sure I am about what I'm saying. If I'm going to preach now and you are stammering, it's because you're not sure about what you are saying. It's not that we need to try to get you to, you know, you need to practice and, you know. It's not practicing. It's about being sure about what you are saying. Amen. I'm teaching you how to speak before people. Be sure about what you want to say. If what you want to say is Jesus loves you, say Jesus loves you and drop mic. Are we together? There's no technique. Do you get my point? There's no technical. Amen. So you need competence so that you can stand. So that when, and this thing is like a, it's like a sense. Young people that have this competence, they always stand out. When a young person has this competence at a reasonable level, people always want to be given their responsibility. Are we together? Not because they have the ability, but because they have the courage to stand. Meaning that they can address people that are higher than them and they won't shake. Are we together? Are we together? So you work on it, right? Are we together? You work on it. How do you work on it? Ask me, how do I work on it? Raise your hand. No, that's how you work on it. Raise your hand. No, that's how they work on it. Don't wait for people to call you. You raise your hand and say, I want to do this thing. Do you get? Don't wait. Huh? It's back in the day, I used to have pity on people. Now, if I look at you, because you're not yet getting it. Are we together? Don't wait. You know, don't be like all these girls that you love somebody, you can't, or maybe all these guys, the girls shouldn't struggle for men, but all these guys that, you know, you want to, you like a girl, you can't toast her. You know, what's that? Why can't you look at somebody in the eye and say, I like you? Do you understand? Why can't you do it? Why are you stammering? You get my point? You raise your hand. You just go. Don't rehearse. It's the rehearsal that is making the thing more complicated. Just go. You get? That's when you're ready to marry, not now. Just go. Once you have green light, just go. I want to see you. I say it clear. Don't say it. Don't be like, you know. Since I've known you for the past 10 years, you know. No. No. Let me tell you a story. One guy that was in the world, he's still in the world. You know, he was telling the story about how he used to get girls. And he said that, look, see, the surest way to get girls that will sleep with you, how he used to do it, he would just drive his car, like limousine. He would see girls on the street. He would say, I like you, I want to sleep with you. On YM slap. He would drive, I like you, I want to sleep with you. Eventually, there will be one girl that will say, yeah, yes. That's the way it is. I'm telling you, that's the way it is. Eventually, one girl will say, okay now. Me, save, I'm looking forward to sleep with. I'm serious. His point was that being intentional is more effective than all this romance people are doing. You get? So you can call someone and say, look, see, I want to marry you. You understand? I want to marry you. That's for later. The way Bolaji is looking at me, as if. But the point is having the competence to stand. Raise your hand. Are we together? You build it. You get. Don't wait. Some of you will be saying something that you should do. You'll be waiting. I want him to call me. You are a serious person. I want him to call me. I want him to call me. They didn't call me. That's why I didn't do it. Are we together? Raise your hand. Say, I want to do this thing. The highest people can tell you is no. But you'll be shocked. People won't tell you no. That's the shocking thing. Everybody likes young people that are responsible. You understand? So that's how you learn that courage. You get, you raise your hand. You get, stop being passive. Stop waiting for... is this water for me? The water on the... Okay. Stop waiting for... what do you call it? Christopher, please help me open it. Stop waiting for people to, you know, bring you. Thank you. Are we together? Huh? Stop waiting. Raise your hand. How many people can tell you is no? I know it's not such a bad thing. It's just a word. It's not like... In life, people will tell you no. In fact, in life, you have more no than yes. Are we together? It's not a curse. Okay? It's just life. You have more no than yes. What I mean by that is that if you want to achieve great things, right? It's just like that. If you... Because Nigeria is a bit twisted. So, you know, many people, the way they look for a job, for instance, is that they know somebody. But typically, if you apply for a job, you can apply for 50. There's only one that will call you back. And you will not say that because the others did not call you back, that you stop, you give up on looking for a job. Have you now? Huh? Are you together? You get. So you have to learn how to raise your hand. And don't be emotional when people reject you. It's a fake emotion. It's just a waste of time. You know. Don't be like people that, you know, they will apply for a job, they won't get it, they'll not be sad. Oh, I didn't get the job, you'll not be sad. Why are you sad? Applying for a job is... It's always 50-50. It's not. Just forget about it. You know. The problem is that people have all these dreams. You know, maybe you apply for a job. You just sent an application. You're already dreaming of the car you'll buy with the money. So it's that expectation that gets cut short. People will not be sad. You get. If you apply for some, it's application. You understand? It's application. Some job, they told you that you should apply, but actually they've already decided who is going to get that job. Maybe they've already decided that in that organization, this role is too many men. The next person must be a woman. But they can't say that in public. They will sue them. So they'll say, everybody apply, apply, apply. But the people making the decision, they've already said that it's woman. Again, that's how it is everywhere. Are we together? So it's always those you know. It's not like your village people have chased you or something. It's part of life. Again, people will tell you no, people will tell you yes. It's just free everybody and be on your own. Are we together? So still be raising up your hand. Still be raising up your hand. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. Anybody here that has any business idea, you should have started shouting since. I want to. How many people here have a business idea? You want to start a business? You want to start a business? Stand up. Stand up. Stand up now. Stand up. Let's give them the mic. Let's know the business they want to start. There's no stupid business, so please. There's no. Don't think. That's not why I'm saying it. What business do you want to start? How old are you?
17.
Okay, what business do you want to start?
So, I used to make beats. Like, very cool looking beats. And I stopped. But now I want to bring it back.
Okay.
I want to start making beats in different designs, YouTube. And...
You want to make beats, accessories?
Yeah.
Alright, let's give. You can sit down. You didn't speak too much. It's fine.
So my business idea is...
Sorry, give a... How many people have you spoken to about it? Nobody. Okay.
Business idea is to be...
How old are you?
I'm 14. So I've been picking up a lot of skills in some tech aspects.
Yeah.
So my deal is that for... Depending on the kind of job you want me to do, I'll be able to fill in your role in certain jobs. So if the quantity of the job is too much for you, I can be able to fill in and help you. Like, I'm doing that now in case of one of my sister's projects. So I'm just working towards just like a stand.
Okay, so you help people like, so if somebody has a job and they don't have the necessary hands, you will help them do the thing. Are you doing it currently? No, put the mic on.
I'm working towards it.
You're working towards it. Okay. Have you spoken to it about anyone? Have you spoken to anyone about it?
Yes.
Who?
My sister, Wale.
Okay. This is Wale. Wow, Wale. Okay. Did you raise it? Okay.
So for me, my business idea is just... So I want to start making like... So for me, I want to start making like film.
Film? Okay, you want to make films. Okay. All right, how old are you?
11.
11. All right, have you spoken to anybody about it? No.
No.
Since when did you have this dream? Eh?
I can't.
You can't remember. Okay.
Okay, so my business idea is actually fashion, like more like selling clothes, shoes and bags and stuff. More
want
like
to have, you want to have your boutique.
Yeah, something like that. Yes, so that's it.
All right. Have you spoken to anyone about it?
No.
No, okay.
My business
idea you can sit down, you can sit down.
My business idea is, like what you said, making...
Films. Movies. All right. Have you spoken to anyone about?
My mom.
Okay. Give go to.
So my business idea is drawing.
Drawing. Okay. I want to be an artist. So you sell paintings and stuff like that. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you spoken to anyone about it? No. All right. Give Kingsley.
So recently, I've seen a lot of people like have this filmmaking storytelling skill, and a lot of people don't have the proper funding to like start the industry. So now that I know some this thing, like, and I have some knowledge in programming and all this thing, like I decided to like create an AI that you just write a script. And it just generates the full movie for you, like everything from beginning to ending. But I just want to start from illustration, like all this 2D animation, animation. Not just like I cannot start from real human being movies. Only from 2D animation, 3D animation. So like the AI will just put your script there. The AI will just do everything for you. Just create your movie.
Yeah, why are you clapping? You didn't clap for the other ones. People are not serious. People are not serious. This is what you're saying. That's very, so your idea is no good. People are not serious. Please sit down. Thank you. Is Rachel standing? Okay. Have you spoken to anyone about it? No. Okay.
Okay, so my business idea is... building a beauty empire, a place where you can walk in casual and go out looking extremely beautiful. Like your nails will be done, your hair will be styled, you can order for new wares inside the same store. You can, there will be food vendors as well, like there will be a kitchen, you can eat there, and so on.
Yeah. Have you spoken to anyone about it?
Yes, sir. I spoke with Pastor Yohande.
Oh, okay. All right, that's cool. Now, you will notice that you're, for a lot of, even almost all of you, right, your mind can conceive a business idea. Even though you're 11. How old are you, Bolaji? 11, Abi. Right. So, you notice that your mind, right, is capable of conceiving a business idea. Are we together? However, because habitually, it cannot stand. It will just remain desire. You get my point? And then when it now eventually doesn't happen, you just think that, oh, it was not meant to happen. But how do you know it was not meant to happen if you did not talk to anyone about it? You get my point? All right. So you didn't raise your hand. You didn't shout. And say, hey, people, see, oh, this is what I want to do. You didn't even go and ask anybody for money and say, this is my business plan. Come on, give me money. Are we together? Huh? Why? Because you think you're too young. Okay. Or whatever other disadvantage that you think you have. Amen. So you see why habitually you need to work on it. Because it's not coming normally to you. Do you get my point? Even when I say stand, you are still shy. Say your business idea, you are shy. Now, if you cannot confidently say, I want to do this business, how will people have confidence in you? That's why when you go and talk to some people, they'll say, get out of here. You say, they think of business. Because it's the way, I think I can. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, and that's what I'm teaching you. This meeting is not going to end with I declare. You're going to think about your life. So I hope you have written these things down. So that you will be continually working on them. You get better. The more you consistently, you learn it. You will learn, hello, I want to do this thing. They will tell you no. You go back again. Are we together? Yeah. Are we together? It's not about whether in this example of business now, it's not about whether the business idea is realistic. That's the last thing. The most important thing is the character of standing. You understand? You have questions you will not ask. When the thing has not passed, you will not say, hey, another question, or maybe you have the correct answer. You will not say it. When they not say the correct answer, you will not be, and I knew it, though. Do you understand? Huh? Some people, it even destabilize their life to the point that they will love woman, they will not have the courage to go and meet her. If I leave some of you like that, you will be like that. Yes, some of you already displayed the tendency. I know. You cannot talk to your choir person. Eh? You are scared of woman. Why are you scared of? Who was a woman that you are scared of? You get my point? Eh? I'm scared of woman, though. It's not holiness, so. As you notice, in each job, we didn't say men should sit down here, women should sit down here. It's not holiness. If we stand up, go and talk to a woman. This is a creature like God, you know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, you have a long way to go. Right? So you need to walk. You need to, every day, you apply. Every day, you apply. And the last is service, right? So I won't talk too much about this. Service, which is the protocol of service, right? Understanding how to serve. This one, there's a clear protocol for it in church. So just serve in church, you will learn how to serve. You get. Service is protocol based. Are we together? It's not how you want to do it. Okay? Let me tell you the reason why there's a lot of protocol in church. Why is there a lot of protocol in church? Ask me. Because we are nobles. We do our things in an orderly manner. Are we together? That's why there's a lot of protocol in church. You can't just see pastor in here. Are we together? Huh? There's a protocol. And church is there to teach you the protocol. You get. By the way, let me just say this thing. You have to start being careful about how adults are perceiving you. Please, in public, address people as auntie or uncle, even though they don't have pastor in their name. Learn it. Okay? Are you hear what I'm saying? Learn it. You know. It's not that you are disrespectful. You're not disrespectful if you call someone by their first name. You're not necessarily being disrespectful because the culture even here is not that you can just relate to people. But learn how to still be cognizant of your Africanness culture. You get to just say auntie. I don't know. Maybe no, not sister. I don't like that one. Just say auntie, Tomike, something like that. You get it, right? Just say it. Incorporate it in your speech. So that people will not fight you unnecessarily. You know, there's an unnecessary fight in life that, you know, you just have to use wisdom to navigate all those fights. If not, you just start fighting battles that you did not plan for. I'm serious. There are many people that are fighting you. You don't even know they are fighting you. The reason why they are fighting is that you didn't greet them appropriately. And battle has started. Real battle. Like real intense battle. You might not be aware, but real battle has started. So that wisdom will just help you in life. Again, so just call people auntie, uncle. Your hatred, you just say sama. You know, you get my point? Right. They will say, call me, but don't be deceived by that nonsense. Everybody will say, I'm free. Leave them. I'm talking about you. Okay? Add it to your vocabulary. Auntie this, pastor. You know, add it to your vocabulary. It will help you. Amen. If you are blessed, alright, if you are blessed, rise up. Let's close the service. So please, we need to start recording these things so that, you know, you will share with your friends in school, especially that appearance. You know, you need to, that's for the media guys. All right.